Black Is speaks to singer-songwriter Nia Andrews about music, her current projects, her future, and church. This is Casey Lehman with Black Is talking to Nia Andrews this afternoon. How you doing, Miss Nia?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Awesome. Well, Nia is a singer-songwriter, and we're going to talk to her about her craft. Nia, can you tell us, what is it that makes you write, period? Not even just songs, but in general, what makes you write?
What makes me write at this point is habit. I write pretty much every day. I used to play piano, and the discipline of practicing for 8 hours every day totally transferred to my discipline with writing. So okay. I try to get it in just to make sure my muscle is sharp, or strong, rather, all the time.
All righty. And how did you land in songwriting as a writer? Like, is this how you started, or how did you get here?
No, I mean, I wrote a couple, I used to write little songs when I was younger, but I totally didn't expect to, I guess I just organically started writing music. I'm a treatment writer still. I ghostwrite for a lot of directors. So I've always, I've been doing that maybe for about, 11 years, but haven't taken a break from music for quite a long time. I was craving coming back to it, so I just started writing songs, just testing it out, feeling it out, but it wasn't anything that I was sharing with anybody.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess I just kind of looked up one day and saw that I had this catalog of songs, and people started paying attention. It was weird. It organically flowed in this direction. So I think I started writing songs consistently maybe for the past 6-7 years.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I know you are featured on the upcoming Mark DeClive Lowe music project entitled Renegades. Can you tell us how you got involved in that?
Yeah, I met Mark when he just moved out here from the UK. We met at a jam session on Skid Row downtown.
Okay.
I love to tell people that because this is so random. And we just became really good friends, and he told me that he was working on an album project, and, you know, he let me hear some of the tracks that he was developing. So I took a stab at writing to one, and then one became two became three, and then before you knew it, I was writing 4 songs on the album.
Mm.
I think we both didn't expect to like the songs as much as we did. Not like them, but I guess it was just really unexpected for both of us, because he brings a totally different sound to what I'm used to and vice versa. So
okay.
We were just really pleasantly surprised by the synergy that we were able to create and this new sound that we were able to bring to each other and create together.
Okay. And speaking on that, I feel like I've experienced the vibe you all create together, having gone to a performance of yours, a stellar performance at Angel's Piano Bar in Santa Monica. Can you talk to us a little bit about the church event that you all are doing monthly?
The church event is really fun. That's our monthly cheers. You can catch us there every first Sunday. It's a really great way for Mark to showcase the many different avenues of what he does creatively.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from a jazz background. And then a lot of people know him from the club scene in the UK. So he does 2 sets. The first set is usually a jazz trio set. And sometimes I'll sing during that set. And then the second set is really improvised. That's when he breaks off the MP and the chaos pad and some other stuff that I don't understand because I'm not super tech savvy like that. But it's kind of an anything goes kind of vibe. Whoever happens to be in town, you know, may jump on the mic. I missed the one time I missed it. I missed it only once ever. Robert Glasper apparently gets on the drums to play along with the DJ. James was in town. It just sounded crazy. This last one, Jody Watley was there, and really sick drummer D'Anthony Parks jumped up. Like, it's just so spontaneous. So for music heads like me and you, I mean, we love it. I love the vibe of church.
I hear that. Well, can you tell us a few of your other writing credits? I know Mark's project is not the first time we've heard you before, or will hear you.
I haven't written a lot for other artists that are currently out.
Okay.
I did some writing on Shafiq Hussein's last project, Shafiq in Africa.
Okay.
Some up-and-comers that I've written for that you may not know by name. I've performed with a lot of people. Right now, I'm reserving a lot of my writing for me and working on my demo, which is still in process.
Okay. Now, what is your most secret and guilty musical pleasure? Who do you sit back and listen to and dance to when nobody else is around?
Jeez, I don't know. I can't say I'm too closeted a listener. I mean, I'm from the West Coast. I'm from Inglewood. So if something comes on from the 90s that's really West Coast, like the Dog Pound or something like that, do not be surprised. I know all the words. Snoop, Yo-Yo, like, it's crazy. Ice Cube, the Death Certificate album.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, mine is anything AMG, DJ Quick, Second to None. Exactly. Oh, and lastly, Nia, for all our listeners, where can we hear you next? What should we be looking out for in the near future, especially as we are about to round this corner into 2012?
As you know, the Renegade Project is coming out. Mark the Clive Lowe's upcoming record, and that drops next week. Wow, November 15th. And then I'm working on my stuff. I don't have a date yet because we're shopping it. But I am really, really eager for people to hear that. And God willing, that'll be something that people can hear recorded next year. In the meantime, anytime I'm doing a show, I'm always making it a point to do live versions of my music. And that's always a fun process.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today. We appreciate the time you've given us. And yes, people, please check her out at niaandrews.com. Don't sleep. Peace.
Don't sleep.